The text for our sermon this day is from Acts chapter 2. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you ever hear the saying, this is the first day of the rest of your life? It's often used in a negative way, after something tragic happens. But first are always important. Today, Peter, for the very first time, is standing up and he's sharing what we all experienced in the hearing two weeks ago, that Christ has risen. He is now going out and sharing this message, and he's preaching for the very first time. And first are important. How many of you can remember the first time you felt loved or protected by your parents? Or the first day of school? Maybe you were happy to get out of grade school, your first day in junior high. How about your first kiss with what we call your puppy love? How about the first day of college? Your first day on a job that you've always wanted? The first time you saw your wife walking down the aisle in a white dress? How about the first time you held your child in your arms? The first time you smelled their head? How about the first time, you fill in the blanks, because I can go on forever with all of the firsts in life that are wonderful, that are magical, that are just absolutely breathtaking. So on this day, I ask you this. When was the first day of the rest of your life? These disciples that we find walking down on the road to Emmaus, they had lost hope of ever enjoying a first again. They were walking on that road discussing everything that they had witnessed on that Good Friday. Their friend, their companion, their teacher, their Lord and their God had died on the cross. And they were living in that moment still. The disciples were up hiding in the room. And these two were heading home after 3 days of Jesus lying in the tomb. Their hopes had been vanished, taken away, gone. No longer within grasp of their fingertips. They're walking and they're talking. And this man shows up. And he says to him, what are you talking about? And they said, what are you, the only person in town that hasn't heard about Jesus? And I just love how Jesus has a sense of humor. He says, no, tell me about this. The man that suffered and died on the cross and felt all that pain and then the joy of being risen from the dead says, no, tell me about it. And they tell him. And then Jesus goes on to explain to them that these things had to happen. Their eyes, their heart, their ears, they were living on that road to Emmaus. Throughout Scripture, we've heard it different ways. We've heard it where they're walking through the wilderness for 40 years. Or maybe it's walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But for them, it was the road to Emmaus. Because if you notice, in past tense, they said, we had hope. That hope was now gone. The first that they all looked at, the first time that they believed that they were going to be set free from the Roman occupation, they thought was gone. And you and I can understand this. Throughout our life, those first, many of them come to an end. That first love that you had in seventh grade. How many of you were married to that person? How many of you have lost that job that you've always wanted. Maybe you worked there for a year. Maybe it was for 20 years. And you're now walking on that road to Emmaus because you're wondering, where did it go? Maybe the love of your parents through the years have vanished for whatever reason. Maybe because of something you've done, or maybe something they've done. Or maybe the greatest sadness, maybe through death. And that first time that you remember holding their hand, you're trying to remember it again. So you're on that road to Emmaus. And you're crying out, God, where are you through all this? Where are you? And you're walking on that road to Emmaus towards the cross, because that's where they're living. They're living in that moment of the cross, which is pain and suffering and death. And yet, our God shows up on that road with those disciples. In Matthew's gospel, it's with the 11 remaining disciples right after his resurrection. In John's gospel, it's on the Sea of Tiberias with 7 of the disciples, and they have breakfast together. And here in St. Luke's gospel, we hear of the 2 disciples, and there Jesus appears to them. He connects with them once again, and he says to them, I'm here, I'm with you. But their eyes are closed, their hearts are hardened, because their pain and suffering for them is just clouding what God wants them to know. And as they continue to walk towards that cross, Jesus says, don't you know that today is the first day of the rest of your life? Because that is what Easter is. It is the first day of the rest of your life with your Lord and your Savior. For you and me, it happened in the waters of our baptism when Jesus introduced himself. And then eventually in confirmation, when you went and stood there and you confessed your faith in this risen Christ. And as we continue to go into his word, which is where Jesus took those disciples, which is where the only place you're going to find your hope, he takes them back and points them to himself through the scriptures, through Moses and Elijah and Isaiah and all those other prophets who pointed to Jesus and why he had to come to this earth and what he was going to accomplish for you and for me. See, prior to his death on that cross, we had no rest of the days of our life because it was going to end separated from God. But when Jesus died on that cross, he shed his blood for you and for me. He took your sins and my sins and the sins of this world, and he left them there. No longer to remember what you've done. He paid for your sins with his precious blood. But that's not where he wants to leave you. He walked out of that tomb so that you can walk on a new road from that tomb to everlasting life with him because of his love for you, for his love for this world. He comes to you and he says, this is the first day of the rest of your life with me, with Jesus. We don't walk those roads alone like those 2 disciples thought at first. Our God goes with us. He's with you today in the hearing of his word, and yes, in the breaking of the bread. He will forgive you your sins, and he will renew your faith in him as he wraps his loving arms around you wherever you're at. And he wants to take you off that road that leads to the cross to life everlasting with him. This is who our God is. He just didn't die on a cross, forgive you your sins, tell you this wondrous news, and then go to heaven only to wait till the end. No, he's with you today. He's given you the gift of the Holy Spirit to dwell in you himself, God himself. Our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells in you. And you are now called to grab hold of that truth, to hold fast to it. No matter how your hearts are breaking this day, he says to you, you are mine, and I love you. I will see you through this, and I will take you to eternity with me. And yes, those loved ones will be with you. And the pain and the suffering that you felt, you'll never feel again. For there is no more weeping before the Lord in eternity. There's nothing but the joy in his presence. And on this day, he calls you to share his love in this hurting world. He wants you to go out into the world. It is your holy calling to go and be the feet and the hands of Jesus. You know, often we have loved ones, people we know that are hurting. So you go visit them and you think you're going to go bless them. How many times have you gone to bless somebody only to be blessed yourself? Those are the moments that God is at work. He's blessing you and them as he touches both of you with his love. He reaches out to you and he opens your eyes and your ears and your heart to hear the truth. Not what this world wants you to know. Not the chaos that's going on all around us with the war in Ukraine. And now in Sudan, you got the conflict going on and you got military flights going in and taking our American people out, or tornadoes going on in the south, or the fact you can't pay your bills because our inflation rate is so high that we don't have any money left at the end of the week anymore. He comes to you, no matter where you're at today, and he says, this is the first day of the rest of your life. In the breaking of the bread, he will remind you of this truth in just a few minutes. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name, amen. And now, may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord until he returns to bring you home with him. Amen.